One man who'd probably be quite happy with the way the track played is Richard Anderson, who's joining us now, the winning owner of the cup winner, Mega D'Oro.
Thanks, Brad. Yeah, another great day. So that's two cups in 3 years, which is fantastic. Both horses weren't meant to win because they've never run the distance before.
Well, I said that in the preview. I think 1450 at Kyneton was the furthest the horse had ever run over, let alone win over. Wasn't sure about the 16. I wasn't sure with the wide barrier. I wasn't sure with the big weight.
The barrier was actually perfect for him because we didn't want him to come out quickly. We wanted him to just come out neutral on him. Clay rides him in track work every day. We had huge discussions leading into the event. They didn't want me to run him in it. I said, listen, I think this horse will get 2,000. We just got to get him to settle. And Clay did an amazing job just to hold him for that bit. And I noticed at Geelong, twice he runs up the hill. And that was the big danger here today, that he could charge up the hill. And Clay is really only track fit. He's not race fit. So he was gone before the corner. I don't know if you saw him turn around, but Clay was gone. And, you know, the horse did it on his own with a jockey that probably had it 200 to go.
Yes, Clay only having his second ride for the season, and his other ride was on Mega D'Oro right at the very start, wasn't it?
Correct. Yeah, and we came into One Last Laughing and a four-horse race, and they all went to the front, and we got stuck out wide, but the horse has to be in front. He can't be behind, so he doesn't try when he's behind a horse.
The punters found him today. Did you find him as well?
Yeah, well, I got into him first at 290, and then I was meant to back Mystico first, but he got he was sevens, and I was hoping to get a bit more, but I thought Mega could win as long as he could hold himself going up the hill, and I know the times that he runs, that meant a very special horse at the picnics would have to run some exceptional times to get past him.
Richard, were you actually surprised when the market opened up and he was actually 260? You opened up at 260. I was only said you got 290, but he actually opened up at 260.
I was a bit surprised. I thought the other horse would be favourite, and I thought we'd be 6-1 because he'd stopped at 1350 with 150 to go. He stopped at 1450 with 200 to go, and if, you know, this horse had never been past 1200 before I bought him. I believe the horse will get 2000, and if we can get him to settle and get into his rhythm, he can maintain it for a long time. And, you know, that was the plan today, was like a trial for 1600. Now we can have confidence going to the professionals again and seeing if we can win a 1600 metre there.
Turning for home, you kicked about two or three clear. Did you think you had it? Or you,
no.
you knew there were some dangers coming?
Correct, because he doesn't run through the line because he gives his all the way in the running. We just got to get him to settle. But if we take the blinkers off, he doesn't try.
Yep, okay. I love your honesty there, mate. And that's fantastic. So what's next for him?
We'll let him get home, get over it, see how he goes. But, look, I bought the horse from Queensland, and my other trainer, Trevor Rogers, suggested I buy it. And he was in Queensland at the time. Clay and I have been talking about him going into being a trainer. I said I'd support him with a couple of horses, and this was one of them. So I'm just rapt that I was able to be his first professional winner, and for him to win the Balnarring Cup, which he always dreamed of when he was a full-time picnic rider.
He's a local boy, Clay, and he's a very talented jockey. Be great to see him ride a little bit more at the picnics, wouldn't it?
It's his weight.
Yeah.
It's his weight. That's his problem. He had to, what did he drop? 5 kilos. He rode half a kilo over today, so just under half a kilo. So I had to have enough in him because otherwise you could see he was gone. But as I said, he rides 10, 15 horses every morning. But there's a difference in race riding. He's a lot different.
Yeah. The professional form coming here was super, wasn't it, really, for a picnic race?
Well, I can't believe, if you have a look at Mystico, my other horse, he's a rating 58, wins two picnic races and goes up on equal weights. He loses in a benchmark 64 by a length and a half and carries the same weight. And then De Hughes, we beat it by 3.5. Beat it by 2.5 lengths.
Yep.
Give it 3.5 kilos, and we're on equal weights with it. So the handicapping system, something's got to be done with it. And the other thing is, I think that in the open classes, they've got to drop the weights because these horses need to come down and re-enter into the open handicap scenarios. And I think that the system that they've created is no good.
Richard, we were talking about number 12 here, Strike the Stars, which is a hurdler. Now, I was talking about the handicap system, and I'm a little bit naive on how, you know, what you have to actually do to be too qualified for a picnic race, especially a cup race. How can you win $575,000 and be able to run in a picnic cup?
Reason being is that probably was over the hurdles.
Okay, and they don't take that into consideration over a mile?
No, there'll be a flat and a hurdle price.
Okay, thank you. That makes sense now. So you've obviously got bigger things planned for him. Do you think he could ever actually go and win a good professional race?
Totally. I honestly think that this time next year, my philosophy is that, you know, if you go to the Olympics, it takes 4 years in between each Olympics. Horses are fully grown at six, yet we're racing them at two. This horse is sound. There's not a problem with him. He's got his best years ahead of him. I can see this horse running until he's eight. He's starting to get it. He's really excited. We've just got to knock that keenness out of him and say, just settle, big fella, and just bowl along at your happiness, because if we go to 2,000, he's going to be further in front, relaxing.
And if they could understand, mate, and you said to him, settle down, big fella, he would.
Well, Clay was talking to him the whole way around.
Really?
If you could have a mic on him.
Really?
He was talking to him the whole way around. I don't know if you saw him down there. I was up at the with the Stewards Tower. Shouldn't have been there. And I could hear him talking to him going out because he wanted to take off, just going up the straight to going to the barriers.
So he actually responds to Clay's voice.
Totally. That's why we came here today.
That's fantastic.
Mm. Now, the Quilly Park team, you've got a few horses going around.
Yeah, we've had up in Brisbane. We've got a Menzel. He won his last two up there under Les Kelly. Ed Finem, a homebred horse, he went up there in Brisbane with Trevor. Mystico, obviously. And we bought a stallion.
Okay.
Unraced one called De Gaulle. And I don't know if you watched the first race at Royal Randwick last Saturday. There was a horse called Estejab, $1.7 million horse.
Yep.
That's the half-brother to it, and it goes quicker, but it did a tendon. So he's already served as a three-year-old 20 of my own mares with my partner. And we're looking forward to seeing what that happens there. So being a breeder, at some point in time I had to get one. So he's by Exceed and Excel out of the mare response, purple bred. And it was just great to see that horse, Esther Jab, is now favourite for the Blue Diamond and second favourite for the Golden Slipper. If it comes out and does something, well, you know, maybe we've had a little bit of luck. But it's a punt.
Oh,
I reckon that's a great punt. I like it. Good on you, Richard. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Well, hopefully we'll see him on the track. Well, I've got 10 mares in foal to him at the moment, so this is going to be interesting. He's a magnificent-looking horse. It's just that buying an unraced horse is a bit different to something that's got form. But he's got the breeding to hopefully be something.
Just as a matter of interest, no correct weight on the previous race as yet, so there could be
couple
something
protests,
happening.
Okay, there was a little bit of tightening in the last 50 in the last race, not with the winner, but with a few of those place getters. Mm. So we'll just see what comes of, if anything comes of that. The Quilly Park team, obviously, a few of them hit the picnics. You got a few going around at the picnics. You love the picnics still, don't you?
Well, look, Mega had to run two times in the picnics to qualify to run today.
Yep.
So that was planned ages ago, so he did that. Thank God he didn't win, because he would have got, you know, another kilo for each win.
Yep.
And Mystico, same thing.
Yep.
Had to run twice at the beginning. I think it's great, because if you saw the nominations, it was like 48 of them nominated.
Mm. Yep.
But all the horses that wanted to come in on the day had to have run the picnics twice. So it was good to see the picnic circuit have the picnic runners.
Picnic horses are being rewarded, I guess. So totally. Some people like that rule. Some people are not so keen on it.
Well, come to the picnics more often is what I say.
Exactly right.
Good on you, Richard. Now, it's not big prize money for in the Balnarring Cup, but it's the prestige of it, isn't it?
To me, today, and I've been an advocate for years on this, the prize money for this meeting on this day should be up around the $8,000-$9,000. It should be televised on racing.com.
Yep.
There is no newspapers here today. You guys are the only medium here, and it's an absolute shame that this meeting doesn't get the publicity that it should. There are 6,000 plus people here. They're all having a ball. Yep. Australia is built on horse racing tracks throughout the whole of regional Australia, and there's no support as far as I'm concerned other than maybe $2,000 or $3,000 per race that the RVL give them. But that's their choice. The picnic racing will survive. The crowds are here. The club does a great job. The track manager does a great job. It's just a shame that it's not marketed from just this one race meeting.
And for you, Richard, you're a huge advocate for picnic racing, mate, and you should be the face and the voice of it, mate. How's that?
It's a big response. I was on the committee here at Balnarring. People don't like change. I'm not saying that every race meeting should be advertised because it would wreck it. I just think one, just to show people what it's about and to promote the back end of the season, to get more people in to go to those race meetings at the back end of the year.
Today would have been a perfect opportunity. No Metropolitan racing this afternoon. We've got the meeting tonight at Moonee Valley.
So no Metropolitan meeting. They're running a meeting at Mornington.
They're running Mornington as well, which
right
I've already spoken about as just being madness. And even Yarra Valley and Yay tomorrow. If you live in Lilydale, why are you going to drive past Yarra Glen to go to Yay? Yep. So the programming, I think, of this weekend hasn't been ideal.
No, I totally agree. When I've already had a friend of mine who had a winner in at Mornington today. No one's there.
I was going to say that. There'll be four times the amount of people here than at Mornington.
Could you imagine the turnover, or I do know the figures, that the Cranbourne meeting does for that one race?
Mm. Yep.
It's outrageous.
Yep.
You know, whereas if we put this on TV, just this meeting alone, not any other club, I'm not saying it's all matchsticks, but this one club, it's the picnic meeting of the year. It's the biggest meeting of all attendances. It should be televised, and there should be off-course betting to encourage other people to say, you know what, have a barbecue down here. You can still bet on the Melbourne races if they're on.
Yep.
Still bet on Brisbane, still bet in Sydney, but does it matter where you're doing it?
Shows up beautifully too when there's cars 8 and 10 deep in the middle of that track.
It's like Flemington. Yep. It's just on a smaller proportion.
Yep.
But it's a buzz here.
Yes, I certainly agree with you. I think it's just a no-brainer, really. Some of the meetings that we do see televised, and what we could see if we televise this one, crazy. You know, and we're seeing a lot of the Western District non-TAB meetings getting it now. Unfortunately, the picnic tracks over the other half of the state.
Too many race meetings in the summer and not enough horses.
Yep.
There are not enough race meetings in the winter and not enough horses.
Yeah.
And the same number of horses. So if there was a difference within the grading to allow these horses to come in, lift the prize money, I can tell you now there'd be owners out there would love to be here today. How many tents do you reckon they'd take? How many people would they bring? The money would be enormous. But it's for the whole picnic association. It's not just for Balnarring. It's for all public, all picnic clubs would get derive the benefit from it.
Richard, we've run out of time. We really appreciate your honesty and frankness, mate. You're wonderful, mate. And as
Thank
I said, you.
You
should be a huge advocate for picnic racing, mate. And I reckon just keep pushing what you think, mate.
I'll always say what I have to say. I won't hold back. But that's the truth as far as I'm concerned. And I really love the picnic racing, and I hope it keeps going from strength to strength.
Good on you, Richard.
And you guys keep doing a good job too, because you're the only medium here today.
Thanks, mate.
Richard. Much appreciated. And what I will just add too is Quilly Park, those owners' DVDs that Quilly Park's support and sponsor that go out all across the picnic tracks in Victoria. That's just a wonderful initiative as well. To get a DVD in your hand 15 minutes after the race, Andrew does a great job turning around so quickly. But Quilly Park, I'm sure, on behalf of hundreds of owners that have had winners at the picnics over the years, thank you for that, because to take it home, and I know what it's like. I've had a horse that's won at the picnics and you want to watch the DVD 100 times. So thank you to Quilly Park for that. It's just a great idea, but what Andrew does to get them around so quickly, and Quilly Park supporting that, terrific.
My pleasure. All the best for the rest of the season.
Same to you. Good luck of your endeavours, Richard.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.